Hallelujah. Matthew chapter 9. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You ready and alert tonight? Hallelujah. Well, I know the middle of the week, you can get so busy. But you're ready and alert to hear the word. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Matthew chapter 9, we're going to do some reading here tonight. You know, several years ago, I heard Oral Roberts say back in his crusade, sometimes he would preach 2 hours. And I got a little envious because I'm like, well, sometimes today you just want to have to feel like a microwave. Of course, it's not that way here, but we've been to places. I've been to places. So I'm going to do some reading tonight. And I'm not going to go long. I'm not going 2 hours, but I'm going to do some reading tonight. I'm going to take some time just to sink into the Word here. I'm going to read the entire chapter of Matthew chapter 9 here. And Jesus entered into a ship, and he passed over and came into his own city. And behold, they brought to him a man sick of the palsy, lying on a bed. And Jesus, seeing their faith, said unto the sick of the palsy, "Son, be of good cheer, your sins are forgiven you." So here comes a man that's got palsy. He probably didn't come to have his sins forgiven. But apparently, actually, he did, because Jesus responded to his faith. And Jesus said, "Son, be of good cheer, your sins are forgiven you." And behold, certain of the scribes and Pharisees said within themselves, "This man blasphemes." And Jesus, knowing their thoughts, said, "Why do you think evil in your hearts? For which is easier, to say, 'Your sins are forgiven you,' or to say, 'Arise and walk'?" Well, I love it how Jesus throws down the gauntlet. All right, you don't think Jesus is real? You don't think Christ is the Messiah? You think Muhammad is just as legit as Jesus? You pray for this person with blind eyes in the name of Muhammad. I'm going to pray for him in the name of Jesus. And we're going to see what's going to happen in this place. Hallelujah. Jesus just threw down the gauntlet, because it's easier to say so-and-so is God. Everybody has got an argument about so-and-so is God. The Jesus Christ of the Mormon Bible is not God. It's a different Jesus Christ. But they say, that's the same God and he's God. No, he's not. That's not the same Jesus Christ. You just copied his name. You know, all these other gods, you can do all these arguments about who's God and what's God. Well, it's easy to say your sins are forgiven you. It's easy to say so-and-so's God. But let's put your money where your mouth is, and let's see when you pray in the name of Jesus what's going to happen. Can you say amen tonight? Jesus was just threw the gauntlet down. Which is easier to say, your sins be forgiven you, or take up your bed and walk? I love this. Hallelujah. This is where the miracles begin to start. This is where the power begins to flow, when the body of Christ opens their mouth with boldness and says, "I'm going to throw down the gauntlet." Which is easier to say? Is it that so-and-so is God, or you take up your bed and walk? You open up your blind eyes and you begin to see. Jesus threw down the gauntlet here, because it's easier just to say so-and-so is God. Well, we hear so much of that stuff, just nonstop. So-and-so has got arguments about, and then the ones who do preach Jesus got all kinds of arguments about how you preach the gospel. Got somebody on the street corner, like I've talked about, with the sign that says, "Turn or burn, repent or perish," and all this stuff. You know, that's not the message of the gospel. And Jesus, knowing their thoughts, said, "Why do you think evil in your hearts?" And go down to verse 6. "But that you may know that the Son of Man has power on earth to forgive sins." Then he said to the sick of the palsy, "Arise, take up your bed, and go into your house." Verse 7, "And he arose and departed into his house. But when the multitude saw it, they marveled and glorified God, which had given such power unto men." Hallelujah. So this here is saying that Jesus worked this miracle, but they glorified God because he had given such power unto men. And in Jesus, in John 14, he said, "You'll go do the same works and even greater works." So I want you to know tonight that you can plug your name in there. God has given such power to Earl Burrell, working a healing miracle downtown Fort Worth. God, people are going to glorify God because he has given such power to the body of Christ. Hallelujah. You got to believe it. You got to believe it. You just have to believe that tonight, that it's true for you. Just plug your name in there right now. "But when the multitude saw it, they marveled and glorified God, which had given such power to..." Just plug your name in there right now. Can you really say that? Can you really say, "God's given me power to open the blind eyes, to raise up the crippled person, to cleanse the leper and raise the dead"? I believe you can. Hallelujah. Jesus did it, and so should we. And Jesus passed forth. I'm reading out of the book of Matthew. I'm just reading this entire passage because the book of Matthew really focuses on Jesus' miracle ministry and what I would call a crusade ministry. The book of John focuses a lot about Jesus' ministry around Jerusalem. If you really compare the geographical areas of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, Matthew, Mark, and Luke, all of those are grouped together. They had Jerusalem covered, but they also really covered Jesus' ministry in Galilee. But the book of John really focuses on Jesus' ministry around Jerusalem because it talks more about his teaching and his preaching to the Jews. That's why there aren't as many miracles in the book of John, because he was dealing with the religious Jews at that time. And Matthew, Mark, and Luke just loaded with stuff that happened around the Sea of Galilee. A little side note there. So Jesus passed forth from there, and he saw a man named Matthew sitting at the receipt of the custom, and he said unto him, "Follow me." And he arose and followed him, called him into the ministry. In verse 10, "And it came to pass, as Jesus sat at meat at the house, behold, many publicans and sinners came and sat down with him and his disciples. And when the Pharisees saw it, they said unto the disciples, 'Why does your master eat with the publicans and sinners?' And when Jesus heard that, he said unto them, 'Those that behold need not a physician, but those that are sick. But go and learn what this means: I will have mercy and not a sacrifice. For I am not come to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance.'" Hallelujah. That's the call of the body of Christ, to appeal to and reach to the sinners and bring them to repentance. "Then came the disciples to John, saying, 'Why do we and the Pharisees often fast, but your disciples don't fast?' And Jesus said unto them, 'Can the children of the bridegroom mourn as long as the bridegroom is with them? But the days will come when the bridegroom will be taken from them, and then they shall fast. No man puts a piece of cloth onto an old garment, for that which is put into it will take up from the garment, and the rent will be made worse.'" Verse 17, "And neither do men put new wine into old wineskins, else the bottles will break, and the wine runs out, and the bottles perish. But they put new wine into new wineskins, and both are preserved." And like I preached before, if you read this in another gospel, Jesus goes on to say that the old wine is better. So we need the old wine, and we need the new wine. I don't know how Jesus just mixes all that up, but he does. We need the old, we need the new, we need it all. Hallelujah. There's no new move of God that wipes out a previous move of God. It all stands together. Praise God. In verse 18, "While he said these things unto them, behold, there came a certain ruler and worshipped him, saying, 'My daughter is now dead, but come and lay your hand upon her, and she shall live.' And Jesus arose and followed him, and so did his disciples. And behold, a woman which was diseased with an issue of blood 12 years came behind him and touched the hem of his garment. For she said within herself," it's important what you say within yourself. It's important what comes out of your mouth, but it's important what you say within yourself. Every one of us are saying things within ourselves. You know, it's important to watch what your mouth says, but what is your heart saying? You can bottle up your mouth on something God's led you to believe God for, but on the inside you're like, "This is just wrong. It's never going to work." And all the stuff you're saying within yourself. It's important what you say within yourself. She said, she said within herself, "If I may but touch his garment, I shall be whole." And Jesus turned about, and when he saw her, he said, "Daughter, be of good comfort. Your faith has made you whole." And the woman was made whole from that hour. And when Jesus came into the ruler's house and saw the minstrels and the people making a noise, he said unto them, "Give place." In other words, "Well, for the maid is not dead, but sleeps." And they laughed him to scorn. But when the people were put out, Jesus gave them a chance to change their attitude. "The maid's not dead, but she's just sleeping." They laughed him to scorn. "So get him out of here. You know, you could have seen a miracle, but you just wouldn't listen." So Jesus put him out. In verse 25, "And the people were put forth, and he went in and took her by the hand, and the maid arose. And the fame thereof went abroad into all of that land." Verse 26. I want you to take a note of that one right there. Verse 26, "And the fame thereof went abroad into all the land. And when Jesus departed thence, and two blind men followed him, crying and saying, 'You son of David, have mercy on us.' And when he was come into the house, the blind man came into him and said, and Jesus said unto them, 'Do you believe that I'm able to do this?' And they said, 'Yes, Lord.' And he touched their eyes, saying, 'According to your faith, be it unto you.'" Where would you be if the Lord told you that tonight for the thing you're believing God for? "According to your faith, be it unto you." Maybe you'd be good off. Maybe you just have to repent a little bit. But hallelujah. And their eyes were opened, and Jesus straightly charged them, saying, "See that no man knows it, but they, when they were departed, spread abroad his fame into all the country." So again, it was spread abroad. His fame was spread abroad. In verse 26, and now we see the same thing taking place here in verse 31. "But they, when they were departed, spread abroad his fame in all that country. And as they went out, behold, they brought to him a dumb man possessed with the devil." Do you notice a pattern here? It's just one huge miracle after another. I mean, Jesus didn't tell somebody, "Wait while I go on a 40-day fast." He had already done the 40-day fast. There's a time and a place for that, but he was ready. And the switch of faith, as Pastor says, was turned on with Jesus. He was looking for healings and looking for miracles to take place. His faith was bold and his faith was on the line at all times. One big miracle after another. I mean, it's just like wham, 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 another one. I mean, in the realm of the spirit, you can just hear explosions taking place like World War III just started. I mean, that's why Jesus, when he was in Nazareth and they kicked him out and he went to Capernaum, that was in the very beginning of his ministry. He had never preached in Capernaum, but the devil said, "What do we have to do with you, you Jesus of Nazareth?" So how did the devil know that Jesus was from Nazareth? Because the guy that the devil spoke out of had no idea. Jesus hadn't been to Capernaum yet. He had preached his first public message in Nazareth, got kicked out, went to Capernaum. So his ministry had never had a chance to preach in Capernaum, but the devil knew who he was. Because there were explosions taking place in the realm of the Spirit. I'm telling you, there was power being released when Jesus' ministry was taking place. Hallelujah. And the devil was cast out in verse 33, and the dumb spake, and the multitudes marveled, saying, "It's never been seen like this in Israel. It's never been seen before like this in Fort Worth, Texas." But the Pharisees said, "He casts out devils through the prince of devils." And Jesus went about, you know, notice that just one verse throws in there. No issue, no problems. Jesus just went about and kept preaching and teaching and healing the sick. Let the Pharisees say, "Let the dogs bark, the caravan moves on." And verse 35, Jesus went about in all the cities. This is how he responded to the persecution. He went about in all the cities and villages, teaching in their synagogues, preaching the gospel of the kingdom and healing every sickness and every disease among the people. And when he saw the multitudes, he was moved with compassion on them because they fainted and were scattered abroad as sheep having no shepherd. And then he said unto his disciples, "The harvest truly is plenteous, but the laborers are few. Pray ye therefore the Lord of the harvest that he will send forth laborers into the harvest." So here, just at the very end, a side note, here we see the hand-in-hand working of evangelism and prayer. Well, I tell you, the ministry of the evangelist has got to rely on the ministry of prayer and vice versa. Here we see Jesus says, "Pray the Lord of the harvest that he'll send forth laborers." The answer to a lack of evangelism and to a lack of bringing in the harvest is prayer and laborers. Can you say amen tonight? Hallelujah. So I'm talking to you tonight about the Jesus style. The Jesus style. This is how Jesus did his ministry. One big miracle, one big crusade after another. So many of the cities that he went into, the entire city would be shaken. And as I've said before, in Capernaum, when he went, he stood up in the synagogue. We went to the synagogue on the Israel trip several years ago. It was my favorite part of the Israel trip. And before we went to Israel, I just did not want to go, but Mark just kind of kicked me in the rear and told me that I needed to go to Israel, so I figured I'd use my faith and go. And so we're going on the Israel trip, and I'm like, oh man, I'm not a sightseeing guy. I want to get a four-wheeler. I want to get a mountain bike. I want to go down the mountain as fast as I can. But that Israel trip ended up being one of the best things, and I love the trip. And if you haven't ever gone, you need to go, because if somebody like me can love the trip, anybody can love the trip. And it was awesome. And I got more revelation from that trip going through Israel. And we were in Capernaum. And I began to look. We actually sat and stood in that same synagogue where Jesus was in Capernaum. And he goes to Capernaum on the Sabbath day, just say a Sunday morning. And he's preaching the gospel and a demon cries out. And he casts the devil out of the crowd. Then by sometime in the afternoon, he gets Peter's mother-in-law healed. And word begins to spread. And you can see when we were there in Capernaum that the houses were just like there might be a house here with a big wall. And then maybe 15 feet over, there'd be a room or two. Then 15 feet over is another wall. And on the other side of that wall is another house. And 15, 20 feet over this way was another wall with another house. I mean, and so in an area as big as this sanctuary, you might have 50 homes crammed into that place. And so word would spread really fast back there in the Bible days. And Jesus, by the end of that day, the entire city was gathered at his door in Capernaum. So Jesus had citywide revivals everywhere that he went. So talking about the Jesus style, I want to tell you tonight that just as Jesus did it, we can do it. And we've got to preach what Jesus preached, and we've got to do what Jesus did. Nothing more and nothing less. Can you say amen tonight? Preach what Jesus preached and preach it all. And then do what Jesus did and do it all. And I just declare you're going to stretch your faith to this and to say, if God did it, if Jesus did it when he walked the earth, I'm going to begin to do it in my life. When we're going out on the streets, when we're going out in my daily walk, we're going to see people saved, healed, and delivered at a higher level than ever before. Hallelujah. We got to preach what Jesus preached and do what Jesus did. And we'll see the results that he had. And I'm telling you tonight, I got a burden in my heart for this city. You know, we're going somewhere with what God is doing here at Calvary Cathedral. And I've got a burden in my heart for this city of Fort Worth. Because if we can shake the city of Fort Worth with a move of God, then we can shake this entire nation. All it takes is the domino effect. When one city falls in revival, the entire nation is going to fall in the spirit of revival and in the move of God. Hallelujah. You know, we've got to be fed. We've got to be ministered to personally. But equal to that, we've got to go and reach and preach and bring the gospel to the people in the city that don't know the Lord. Hallelujah. And I just see it in my spirit as we've been going out into the street, into all of Fort Worth, bringing the gospel that all of Fort Worth is coming back here into this house, coming through this house in a mighty revival. I just see it. Praise God. If Jesus did it, we can do it. Say amen tonight. Come on, I want to stir up your faith for this. If Jesus did it, we can do it. And we're going to do it the same way that Jesus did it, by the preaching of the word and the demonstration of the Spirit. The gospel is made to be preached and demonstrated, not discussed and debated. You will never see where Jesus stopped preaching the gospel so he could debate with somebody that didn't believe the gospel. He would preach the word to them, but if they threw some kind of foolishness or an argument to him, it's just like we just read here in Matthew chapter 9. The scribes and the Pharisees said that he did this by the power of the devil. And the next verse, Jesus went about in all the cities healing the sick and preaching the gospel and healing every single disease and casting out every devil. That's how Jesus responded to persecution and to arguments. The gospel, I just want you to hear this tonight. The gospel is made to be preached, and it is made to be demonstrated. It is not made to be discussed and debated. We are not here to argue with people. Hallelujah. Discussions and debates take place in the mental realm. And if people never get out of the mental realm, they will never even get saved. Because there's no power in the mental realm to get anybody saved. If somebody is wanting to get saved by just only operating in the mental realm, that means they want to, and you see this with atheists and agnostics, the whole argument, they've got to understand because they believe that the mind and reasoning is the highest level of anything that there is, and that's not true. If somebody wants to just stay in the realm, in the mental realm, they think they got to understand who God is before they get saved. I want to tell you tonight, if you think you're going to understand who God is and you really get to a place where you understand everything with God in your mind, then the God that you understand is no God. Let me tell you right now, because that means you would have to be just as smart as God. Somebody who's going to try to reason out who God is and come to that conclusion through debate and discussion only in the mental realm, that means that God is only going to be as smart and as powerful and as good as their mind is, because they can fully understand him with their mind. And that is not God. So the gospel is not made to be discussed or debated. It's made to be preached, and it's made to be demonstrated. Well, we need to hear that here in the United States today. Just preach the gospel, the power of preaching, sowing the word, like Barry said, just sowing the word and giving people the gospel is what's going to turn things around. It is turning things around when you have 50,000 people born again and brought into the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. Jesus was a man of compassion, and he was a man of miracles. You see, Jesus was a man of compassion, so the reaching of a city starts with compassion for the city. Hallelujah. Well, I'm just going to stick this in your heart tonight. The reaching of a city starts with compassion for the city. At the end of Matthew chapter 9, it says Jesus was moved with compassion when he saw the multitude. I don't know about you, but when I drive down the streets of Fort Worth and I see bars and things and things that are not serving God, and I hear about things that are wrong, that are against God and against the kingdom of God, I don't get offended because, you know, I'm like, you insulted my Christianity. I don't care about that. I get upset and concerned because of the people that don't know Jesus. And for a city that needs to hear the gospel, I'm telling you, there's got to be compassion in our hearts. Hallelujah. And this is something that God's put a mighty call on this church, is the call of revival and the call to reach this city, the call to evangelize this city. But it starts with compassion. Can you be like Jesus tonight and have compassion in your heart for the lost people? Can you be like Jesus tonight and have compassion in your heart for the people that are sick and bound with disease and infirmity all across the city? For the people that couldn't come to the service tonight because the infirmity, the sickness in their body is so bad they couldn't get in a car and come here. Is there compassion in your heart for those people? Is there compassion in your heart for people that are bound with deception? And if they don't hear and see the gospel, if they don't hear the gospel but also see a miracle like Jesus did in Matthew chapter 9, if somebody, a preacher bold enough to say, all right, you think it's Muhammad or you think it's Mormonism, you think it's this, I'm telling you it's Jesus. Here's somebody that's blind. Pray for him. We're going to see what happens. I'm going to pray for him in the name of Jesus and watch them get healed. People bound in deception, if they don't hear the gospel and if they don't see it, they're not going to get saved. There are people like that. There are 50-something thousand people that have gotten saved because they've heard the gospel. But here Jesus makes the point that we've got to demonstrate the gospel. Is there compassion in your heart for people like that? Or does our Christianity stop with us? Does our Christianity stop with us being fed and not feeding others? You know, a preacher's call is to exhort, reprove, and rebuke, instant in season. Well, that reprove and rebuke part, that's not the fun part of being a preacher. But the gospel is going to deal with the issues of the heart, and we've got to have compassion for this city. There's got to be a burning fire in our hearts for the city of Fort Worth. Praise God for the vision of an entire nation and the vision of the world. But we got to start it here in the city of Fort Worth. And we have started it, but we've got to finish the job. And we are going to finish the job. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We're going to finish the job. Hallelujah. Compassion in our hearts. Compassion in our hearts for this city. God has called us to reach the city of Fort Worth. And I know that there is a time when people get saved and they need to primarily just be fed. And we've got to constantly be fed. We've got to be fed and then go out and feed others. Feeding others has got to start with compassion in our hearts. I was talking with somebody a few weeks ago. I had somebody come up to me in my car. I had the T-tops off. A guy came up, and he was doing a fundraiser. He said, I'm doing a fundraiser for my church. And I thought, oh, great. And I started pulling out money. I didn't want when he had, you know, he had something that I didn't want it before he showed it to me. And after he showed it to me, I still didn't want it. He wanted to sell something for his fundraiser, and I just wanted to give him money because he was doing a fundraiser for his church, so I started pulling out money. So I was just glad not to get hit up with money from somebody, you know, a panhandler, you know, all that stuff. So it was nice to see somebody out doing something for a church, and in the process, he said, I'm from the Unitarian Church, and I don't know exactly what they believe, but I knew that I didn't know that for sure that their doctrine was Jesus Christ is the way, the truth, and the life. So I just, as I'm pulling out money, I'm going through the soul winning script with him and led this guy to Jesus right then and there. Got just ripe cherries off a tree, but there was somebody else that I was talking to that was a Christian and went to Morocco on a trip and discovered Islam and turned to Islam, and she has this terrible disease, Tourette's. She's sitting in my desk, you know, in my office. I'm talking to her, and I'm witnessing to her, and I'm telling Jesus is the healer. Jesus Christ is the healer. And I'm telling you, my heart's been breaking for that couple. My heart's been breaking. I've just almost to my detriment tried to reach out to them because my heart's breaking for them. This lady, she just doesn't know. To her, Islam, Christianity, pick a religion. That's the thing that sets Christianity apart tonight. Christianity is not a result of picking a religion that fits your ideology. Every other religion, you can take one and take another, and every other religion think, well, hey, if you're Islam and but you want to go, if you're Hindu and you want to be Buddhist, hey, it's all good. Everything's going to take you to heaven. No, not everything's going to take you to heaven. Jesus Christ is the only way, the truth, and the life, and no man gets to the Father but by Him. My heart goes out to people like that are going to miss heaven. And they've got to see the gospel. They've got to hear the gospel preached, and they've got to see demonstration made. That's how Jesus did it, and that's how we do it. Can you say amen tonight? Nothing more, nothing less, nothing else. Got to preach what He preached and do what He did. Hallelujah. Jesus was a man of compassion and miracles. Man, it was the compassion in His heart that busted the miracles loose in His ministry. The sign of a heart close to God is compassion for people. A sign of a heart close to God is a compassion for people. You cannot get close to Jesus without having a heart for people. People are not more important than Jesus. The ministry, souls, all of it is not more important than Jesus. But you cannot get close to Jesus without having a heart for people. You cannot get closer to Jesus without having a heart for the lost. You cannot get closer to Jesus without having a heart for revival and a move of God in a city called Fort Worth, Texas. If you think you're getting closer to Jesus, but you're not getting closer to the harvest, then you're probably getting closer to religion than you are getting closer to Jesus. Because that doesn't work. That doesn't work. Revival, the move of God, is a family business for Jesus. If you had a son or a daughter that was abducted and somebody wanted to come and play cards with you on the night you're out looking for them, you'd kick him out of the house and say, I thought you were my friend. Get out of here. I got business to take care of. Man, this is a revival, the move of God. The harvest is family business to Jesus. It's compassion for Jesus. These are people that He laid His life down for. He already shed His blood. He already hung on the cross and paid a gruesome price. Hallelujah. Beaten with the rod, beaten wind, and stripes laid on His body for people. Blood poured out, sword speared through His side there on the cross. Beaten and marred more than any man. Every single person was a part of that price that He paid. This is a love business for Jesus. Jesus was moved by compassion. We've got to be moved by compassion. God, birth compassion in our hearts tonight for a city that's going the wrong direction. Jesus, hallelujah, hallelujah. Lord, we thank You for righteous results in these elections taking place. In the name of Jesus. The sign of a heart close to God is compassion for people. Jesus did the works in His Father's name, John 10:25. Once you are more focused on the person, and I'm making the emphasis tonight about Jesus, the first point, Jesus was a man of compassion and miracles. Miracles, and let me just explain this to you right now. Miracles have been made spooky by a religious spirit in a way that have made a lot of us just kind of think we need to wait for something to happen or wait for Benny Hinn to come to town. And thank God when he does, miracles happen. I love that ministry. But we don't have to wait for anybody to come to town. And there's nothing spooky about operating in the power gifts. The power gifts are exactly that. They are gifts. God is a generous God, so we need to be generous Christians. Can you say amen? If God is generous with His gifts, then you and I have got to take the power gifts and be generous with those gifts to the other people that don't know Jesus. Or maybe they do know Jesus, but they're sick and they're bound. I was doing some ministry in the youth ministry back in 05, doing some research for some teaching that we were doing in the youth ministry, and all of a sudden, I remember talking to Renee about this. It exploded, and I realized that the power gifts, the gifts of healings, the working of miracles, that these things operate by faith, by a logical process of faith, just like everything else in the kingdom of God. It's nothing spooky. It's not this que sera sera. When Casper the Ghost decides to show up, people are going to get healed. But I want to encourage you tonight that it's easy to operate in the gifts of the Spirit. And I'm trying to tell you tonight that Jesus was a man of compassion and miracles. And miracles, I'm trying to spit out so much information right now. In John chapter 9, the healing of the man that was blind, they came to Jesus and brought a blind man. And they said, who did sin, this man or his parents? And Jesus said, neither did sin this man or his parents, but that the works of God would be wrought in him. In other words, it's not about he sinned, his faith wasn't big enough. There are some miracles out there that God has laying wait for the church to come, for somebody to knock on a door, for somebody to show up at a bus station and pull somebody out of a wheelchair, for somebody to open some blind eyes on 7th Street in Fort Worth, Texas. There are some miracles that God has laying in store for the body of Christ to come along and preach and work a miracle so the kingdom of God is glorified. And no other reason. I cannot explain it. We don't have to explain it. Miracles play a vital part, and we have to lift our faith right now to work miracles. It's a matter of compassion tonight. Number one, it's a matter of compassion. And number two, it's a matter of faith. You can do this. You can do this. You can work the same miracles in your daily life. I remember several years ago when I used to do real estate at the office there, the maintenance man named Bill came. And he came around the corner. Normally, he's a nice, happy guy, but he came around the corner one afternoon, like 5 o'clock or so, and he's limping horribly. And I'm like, Bill, what happened to you? And he says, oh, brother, I got, Brother Dave, you call me Brother Dave, I got the gout. And it was arthritis. It's some kind of form of arthritis that'll suddenly inflame in your ankle, and he could hardly walk at all. And I'm sitting there, and I'm like, I can't do this. So I get out of my desk, and I go find him, and I see him walking into the women's bathroom. And so I followed him into the women's bathroom. It was just me and Bill in there. Wasn't anybody else. I followed him in, and I said, Bill, I don't remember what I said, but I laid hands on him, and God healed him. And he came in the next day, and he's like, he rounded the corner at 5 o'clock or so the next day in the office, and he was like, hey, Brother Dave, look at this. And he started dancing around because God had healed him. You can work miracles in your every single day life. Doesn't have to just be in the pulpit. But it's a matter of compassion for people. I'm telling you, you have the power in your hands right now. I believe some of you are feeling a tangible anointing on your hands. You have the power in your hands to heal right now. And it's a matter of reaching a city. It's not about you. Working the miracles and the gifts of the Spirit is not about you. They are gifts. That's exactly what they are gifts. They are not earned. They are gifts. And we have to do this. We can't have a religious attitude that says, well, I'm not worthy, or I'm not prepared, or I'm not called for this. It's not about you. God did not give you the gifts of the Spirit so you could just revel in the gifts of the Spirit and then lay your hand on yourself and grow 6 inches so you can be in the NBA and all this kind of stuff. That's not why God gave you the gifts of the Spirit. The gifts of the Spirit do not work on yourself. I know, because I've tried. And I fell to the ground in a lot of pain and sprained my knee even worse than it was. So I've been there, done that, and it hurt. So gifts of the Spirit do not work on yourself. Don't turn the gifts of the Spirit into a wage-earned paycheck for you to give to somebody else. Well, I haven't prayed and fasted. Hey, praying and fasting helps the gifts of the Spirit. I'm going to tell you right now. But don't withhold on the gifts of the Spirit because this religious mindset, you haven't prayed and fasted and done all this stuff. It's easier than you think. Once you are more focused on the person receiving the gifts of the Spirit than you are yourself, you will see the gifts flow in fullness. Once you are more focused on the person receiving the gifts of the Spirit, the person you're ministering to, than you are yourself, you will see the gifts flow in fullness. So it's a matter of compassion tonight. Hallelujah. It's easier than you think. Jesus was a man of prayer. It's the second thing I want to talk about tonight in verse 38. Jesus was a man of prayer. He prayed all night, and then he had a mass healing revival in Luke 6. And Jesus, number three, was bold, and his fame spread. I don't want you to overlook those two verses, verse 26 and verse 31 in Matthew chapter 9, that his fame spread. Jesus worked bold miracles. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Jesus worked bold miracles. Thank you, Jesus. How many of you need a healing in your body tonight? Raise your hand. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Give me three people down here. The first three people will be healed of whatever they've got. Hallelujah. We'll take y'all two. Y'all three, go ahead and come over. We'll do five. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Blanca, what do you need?
This bone is growing here in my neck, and I just don't know what it is. I haven't had a check. It just, I want it to disappear.
All right, just put your hand there. Just hold her up. Thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, I command that to disappear, whatever that is. I command you to go right now. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, Lord, I thank you that thing is gone. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. How is it now? It's smaller? How much smaller? A lot smaller. Thank you, Lord. All the way gone. In Jesus' name, just raise your hands and thank God for it, Blanca. In the name of Jesus, I command that thing to go all the way. 100% gone in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lord, we thank you for that. Hallelujah. Well, just help her up. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And I'll just check for that. Thank you, Jesus.
It's smaller than it was. Smaller.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Totally healed. What did you need, Diana?
I was just coming up to receive my distant sight.
Hallelujah. Your distant sight. Can you read that sign up there?
See, like Sherry on that pew, but I can't really like make out her face because it's like too much.
Yep. All right. Just raise your hands right now. Lord, I thank you for this. In the name of Jesus, healed in Jesus' name. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now open your eyes and look at Sherry and tell me how it is. Huh? Hallelujah. Lord, we thank you for that in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Just raise your hands, Diana, receive all that. What's going on over there, Blanca? It's disappearing. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Is there still any of it left?
It's a little bit, yeah. It's a little bit still there, but I'm going to be totally gone.
And it's still getting smaller?
Yes.
Hallelujah. Somebody praise God with us tonight. What do you need, Julia?
I've had tons of allergic reactions to most vegetables. And
allergic reaction?
Seasonal allergies, and it's been really bad, and it's enough.
Hallelujah. Just raise your hands right now. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, thank you, Lord, for your healing touch right now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Healed in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Lord, I thank you for that healing. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Why don't you stand up tonight, everybody? Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Go ahead and sing that, Johnny. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, we praise you tonight. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
As I
thank you, Jesus. What do you need, Elizabeth?
There's scoliosis in my lower back and that my pelvic bones aren't completely straight.
Hallelujah. Do you have pain there right now?
No.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Just place your hand there on your back. Thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. I take authority over this scoliosis. I thank you, Lord, you have given us power and authority over all sickness and disease and over all the power of the enemy. So right now, Lord, I just take authority over the scoliosis in the name of Jesus, and I command that to go right now in Jesus' name. Hallelujah, Lord. We thank you. That's straightened out right now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for your healing touch. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Just bend over and touch your toes and then come back up. Just do something that, thank you, Lord, for that healing and begin to move that around. Tell me, hallelujah. Is there any way you could have aggravated it before?
Just like my posture is kind of like where that is. It's kind of like bent there.
How is it? How is it now?
It's straight. It's straight.
Hallelujah. She said it's straight. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
He will always come through.
Miriam, can you help us double check this? Would it help? Just come on up here and help us out. So it's straight right now?
I like right here where it's like been before. It's like not anymore.
I believe.
Hallelujah.
God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, I
hallelujah.
Believe God.
Hallelujah.
She'd be able to tell more than I would because we didn't know until we went to the doctor to tell us.
Hallelujah. When did y'all go to the doctor?
It's been about a month and a half ago. They did x-rays.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So you can feel it straight back there with your hand?
It's like a little bit different, but I wouldn't be able to tell like a big difference.
She would be in pain. They ask her, aren't you in pain? And she had never noticed it. We wouldn't have noticed except for the x-rays showed it.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for healing her. We thank you, Lord. Jesus, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
I believe.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
God.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
I believe.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. What do you need, Debbie?
I had one cataract removed, and I'm needing clarity in that eye because it's very...
It's your right eye?
The right eye has had surgery, and now I have to go in for this one. Everything is whiter, brighter, and clearer in this eye, and everything is kind of like tannish.
So what do you need tonight?
I need healing in my eyes.
Which, both eyes or what?
Because this one needs to be clearer, and he said that it's like sandpaper because it's so dry. It needs to be normal.
Hallelujah. Just raise your hands right now.
I will choose.
Hallelujah. Jesus' name. Hallelujah.
Eyes are healed right now in the name of Jesus. I command you eyes to line up with the Word of God in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for this healing. I thank you. Debbie's eyes are healed right now for clear vision right now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Well, Debbie, take a look at that blue sign over there and tell me what you see. How's your vision?
That's good. It's close up without anything, you know.
Is it better or is it the same?
That is the same. It would have to read some tiny print.
You need some tiny print. Well, can y'all bring me a Bible here? Thank you, Lord. Yeah. Hallelujah. Is this tiny enough? Have we prayed for your eyes before? Just tell us how that is.
For it seemed good to the Holy Ghost and to us to lay upon you no greater burden than these necessary things. I can read this.
Could you have read that before? She said, no, I couldn't have on the way down. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Blessing Blanca, healing Blanca, Diana. Thank you all. I want to pray for everybody that needs healing tonight, if there's anybody else. But before we do, Pastor, I'll turn it over to you. And if you want to pray or close out the service, I'll just after we're finished, I'll pray for everybody. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
His word is true. I believe God. What he said he will do. Well, we could just leave an offering on the platform here and then go ahead and have a healing line tonight. Amen. Father, we just thank you for the word. Thank you that the power of God is in this room tonight. Thank you that lives are being touched, not just those at the front right now, but all over this room, people are being touched. So, Father, we thank you for the privilege of giving to God. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise be unto the Lord. Just leave your offering on the platform here. Block over. Oh, hallelujah. If you need prayer, just put the buckets over on the side. Yeah, there we go. If you need prayer, come forward tonight. And David will be very happy to pray for you. All right, come on, brother. Praise God, praise God, praise God. Just come forward if you need prayer. Amen, amen, amen. Praise God. Thank you so much. Thank you, Jesus. God works on Wednesday night, not just on Sunday morning or Sunday night. Thank you, Lord.
His word is true. I believe God. What he said.
Hallelujah.
He will
thank
do.
You, Jesus.
I believe
Hallelujah.
God.
Hallelujah.
He will always come through. I Hallelujah. Will choose.
Thank you, Jesus.
To believe.
What do you need, Gerard?
I believe.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes, I believe.
All right, needs healing in his eyes. Just raise your hands right now.
His word is true. I believe God. What he said he will do. I believe God. He will always come through. I will choose.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Let's help Gerard up here. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. If we can. I'm going to check out these healings one way or the other. Gerard, just open your eyes and tell me how it is.
Not yet.
How about your other eye?
I think it's a little bit better on this one.
Your right eye is better? Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for the left eye also. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. What do you need, Leif? You have pain there right now or what? Lord, I thank you for healing that muscle in the name of Jesus. Command that pain to go. I declare, muscle, you are healed right now in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Lord, for that healing. All the pain goes in Jesus' name. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Just raise your hands and thank God for that, Leif. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. How's it feeling now? Some relief. Lord, we thank you for all that healing in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. What do you need? Yeah. Yeah.
I believe.
Oh, no, that's fine. Yeah. Your knee's already feeling better? How long have you had a sore knee? Yeah. Yep. Thank you, Lord, for that knee being healed. In Jesus' name, just squat down and come back up. Thank you, Lord. Just do it again. Look for that healing. Just keep going. Thank you, Lord. Healed, healed. In the name of Jesus. How's that? How's it feeling?
I have it. I have it now.
Hallelujah. Lord, thank you that cough, that congestion's healed. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. This is eyes strength. They don't grow dim in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. What do you need, Kristen?
What he said he will do.
Hallelujah. Just put your hand there. It's close. Yeah, it's good. Thank you, Lord. Jesus' name, I take authority over that. Thank you, Father. I command those things to go. I declare, Christian, you are healed in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Lord, for that healing right now. In the name of Jesus, those things are dissolved. I thank you, Lord, for this healing. In Jesus' name, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, healed, 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 hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, thank you, Jesus, hallelujah. How can you tell when you're healed? Can you check it? Do you have to go to a doctor? You have relief? Hallelujah. Is there any way to check it? Yeah. Yeah. Do you have severe pain? Do you have any pain right now? Relief. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for all of that pain gone in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, this attack of the devil completely thwarted in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Is there still any pain there? No pain? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. No pain. Thank you, Lord, for the doctor's confirmation of they're gone. What do you need, Sarah?
He will always come through. I will choose.
Thank you, Lord.
I believe.
Yeah. God. Hey, Lord, just put your hand right there. I thank you, Lord, all that pain goes. This leg in Jesus' name, healed in the name of Jesus. And we just declare that neck is straight. I straighten you neck right now in the name of Jesus. You be healed in Jesus' name. I thank you, Lord, right there. I thank you, Lord, that neck is straight Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. How does your neck feel right now? Thank you, Jesus. Just look for the healing. Look for the healing. It's what? You feel like it's gotten back? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Is there any evidence at all that it's still crooked, or does it feel totally straight? It's going back towards the center. Thank you, Lord, all the way. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord. Lord, I thank you for your special blessing on Sarah in this season. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, your blessing on Sarah and Troy's household in this season, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for greater joy, greater excitement in her, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. It's all about you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Just as you're speaking to Troy about the ministry and all these things, I thank you just equally you're speaking to Sarah about the family, showing her things to come, things to pray. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for that high calling. Thank you, Jesus. What do you need? I will choose to believe. Do you have pain there right now? I believe. Is there a little bit of pain still left? More discomfort now? How long have you had pain in your back? A couple of weeks. Thank you, Lord, for that healing. All of it. In Jesus' name, healed, straightened out well in the name of Jesus.
I believe God.
Let's go side to side. Try to aggravate the devil. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. How's it feeling? Thank you, Jesus. Huh? A little sore? Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Is there any pain left? No pain left? Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for that healing in Jesus' name. What do you need, Randy? Good. Hallelujah. Amen. Compassion for the lost. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Jesus' name, Lord, show him. Lord, just show him a vision in Jesus' name. Show him, Lord. Revelation that brings compassion for the lost. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. What do you need? Compassion for the lost.
He will always come through.
You just from pain or what? Bulging disc in your spine? In your neck. You have bulging disc in your neck right now? Yeah. Alrighty. Lord, we thank you for that hidden neck being healed right now in the name of Jesus. I command these bulging discs to be healed in Jesus' name right now. Heal. Just move your neck around. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Look for that healing. Every whit whole. Every whit whole in the name of Jesus. Just move that neck around in the name of Jesus. No pain. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. How is that right now? How is that? Feels a lot better. What, right here? Is there still some pain right here where my hand is? Lord, we thank you for that total healing. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Just a note to the people that are still here. You know, the gift of healing, God will work your healing in your body through your own faith and the gift of healing. I've had that happen with me personally, so. Hallelujah. The gift of healing may get you 70%. Thank God for that 70% and just knock out the other 30% with your own faith. You're way ahead. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Healed. In Jesus' name. Put your hand right there where that pain was on your side and your right leg. In the name of Jesus, I command that pain to go. Hallelujah. I command that leg you be healed right now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for no pain right now. Thank you, Jesus. Just move that leg around. Lift up your knee. Thank you, Lord. Move that around. Thank you, Lord, for that healing. In Jesus' name. How's your leg feeling now? Feels better? Hallelujah. You couldn't touch it for a long time, but now you can. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. What's your name? Katrina. Just raise your hands, Katrina. I command you to sleep on your right side. You said you couldn't do it. I declare you do that in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. What do you need, Gene?
I'm taking a healing.
Yeah.
I'm taking a healing.
Yeah. Yeah.
The Spirit.
Amen. Boldness for healing. Hyperextended knee. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I command this knee to be healed in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Just begin to move that around. Why don't you squat down? Just go like this. Thank you, Lord. Just look for the healing, Gene. Come back up nice and strong. Thank God. Now just go down again. Do it again. More and more and more. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Come back up. How was that? It's good?
Yeah.
Is there any pain or problems left?
No.
I'm receiving my miracle.
Awesome.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Yeah.
For boldness. Lord, I thank you for healing in his heart and his emotions in Jesus' name. Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. What do you need, Tony?
I'm receiving my miracle. I'm receiving my miracle. God is troubling the water for me.
Yeah. Yes. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Just raise your hands. I thank you, Lord, for that healing. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Our heart operates perfect all the time. Psalm 31, you strengthen our heart. Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Healed in the name of Jesus. I declare divine order to that. Divine order to that. And I thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. For health and physical divine order in Tony's entire household. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Now stir up the gifts and boldness on the inside of you. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for the fire of the Spirit of God. Thank you, Jesus.
Come and step in.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. What do you need?
Come and step in the water. God is moving through this place.
Thank you, Jesus, for healing these eyes. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. What do you need? Yeah? Do you have a headache right now? Just constant headaches. Thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. I take authority over that attack of the enemy. I command that area to be healed. No headaches. Command that to get in line. You have the mind of Christ. And you